The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Listen, I think there are people watching the US Masters in Augusta this year who never watched a game of golf in their lives. And it's probably initially it was all down to one man, Tiger Woods. Sports journalist Cliona Foley is on the line. Good morning, Cliona.
Morning, Brendan.
Listen, before we get to Tiger, though, the story for us today is all about Shane Lowry. He had a terrific round last night, yesterday, and he looks like he's having a ball as well, doesn't he?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it's such a contrast, really, when you see Rory McIlroy and how tense and stressed he gets on a golf course, and then you see Lowry out there shooting the breeze. He just had a brilliant round. I mean, a lot of people would have been frustrated in Ireland yesterday because Sky didn't really start showing him until the 10th hole, but when they did, he just pulled out this amazing, he chipped in at the 10th, and after that he just really took flight. He got a brilliant bird. He almost got an eagle on the 15th. It's fantastic. We have an Irishman lying joint second going into the third round. That is an amazing thing to think. And normally, you know, we'd be thinking of Harrington or McIlroy, but it's Lowry. So it's just fantastic to watch him. And even his interview afterwards last night, you could just see how relaxed he was. And yeah, he actually, as he said himself, he could have been better. You know, he missed putt at the 18th. He probably could have been a shot better than that.
Yeah, yeah. And he's saying he'll need every type of God on his side now going into the weekend. And of course, we'll talk about the other Irish in a second, though. But Shane Lowry now is second by what? A good, it's four shots, is it? Tell us about this young lad, Scotty Scheffler, who's kind of come out of nowhere a bit in recent months.
Big 25-year-old, 6'3" from Dallas. And actually, he reminds me a bit of Ernie Els, who they used to call the Big Easy. He has this big swing, this big loose kind of swing.
Yeah.
Looks incredibly relaxed and wears a sweatshirt and doesn't look like a golfer, I would say. You know, the kind of look about him. Very laid back, a real dude.
And nothing's fazing him. He's totally in the zone, isn't he?
A bit like, even more than Lowry, he was joking with the caddy the whole year round last night. He had a sensational round. But this guy has an incredible history. He played 64 tournaments on the PGA, Brendan, without a win, right? And then since January this year, he has taken flight. He's won 3 of his last 5 events. He's become world number one in something like 42 days, which is, you know, outrageous. And he has a lead by 5, and he's 8 under. And actually, I think historically, five prior people who had that kind of a lead ended up winning the Masters. But he's just unbelievably relaxed and easy looking. And not brilliant. I mean, some of his tee shots are wild, but Augusta's a strange place. You know, you can still do well if your short game is good. And he just combined everything really yesterday. But very exciting to watch. And I just lovely, relaxed kind of a player. You know, just his swing is beautiful.
And then Seamus Power and Rory McIlroy have also made the cut. But McIlroy didn't do it easily.
No. He actually looked in danger of missing the cut for the second year in a row at the Masters, which, you know, we know he wants so much to win this. He's still trying to become the sixth person to win a golf's Grand Slam, and he's never won it. He bogeyed the 10th and double bogeyed the 11th and looked in serious trouble. He went 4 over and looked like he might miss the cut. But then he was 2 under for the last 7 and he made the cut. And, you know, he's just that strange mix of brilliance. You know, the second yesterday hit this incredible shot out of the trees, just ridiculous. But then just frustratingly inconsistent, and it's just like he cares too much. Seamus Power, unbelievable. I mean, he's probably the golf story of the year, you know, up until now in terms of Ireland, because, you know, he's jumped 420 places on the world rankings to 41st. This is his first Masters, you know, huge place to go into. And he makes a cut his first day out. He didn't birdie for his first 28 holes, and then he finally got one. And I think he was 2 under for his last 6 yesterday and just came in and did really, really well. So it's brilliant.
Okay. So he could
brilliant
be moving into some great form here.
Yeah, and 3 Irishmen going into day 3 in the Masters is amazing.
Yeah, but look,
Harrington only just missed out, actually. Just missed out by 1 shot. He was 5 over. Just missed the cut by a shot.
Ah, right.
Yeah, very unlucky.
Yeah, yeah. But look, in another way, it's kind of all about Tiger as well. I mean, the reception he's getting and the crowds going wild for him and everything. Just give us the background first on why this is such an extraordinary story, the latest return of Tiger Woods.
Well, it's incredible because it's 25 years to the year that he did the famous Tiger Slam, where he had all four of the Grand Slam, including the Masters, and he won it in 18 under par in 1997. That's what the incredible prodigy that he was, if you like. And then there have been all kinds of things. I mean, apart from his physical problems, and he's had terrible problem with his back over the years, then he had, you know, a huge fall from grace, a very public fall from grace due to his infidelity, his sponsors. He had to go out and, you know, do a mea culpa press conference and all kinds of things. And he came back incredibly. 2019, he came back to win the Masters, which was sensational because back then he'd had back surgery and he had all kinds of problems as well. And he was 43. And that was unbelievable. But since then, he's had, I mean, 14 months ago, he had this horrendous car crash where his car went across the median and a motorway. And he was in hospital for a month. There was talk of him possibly losing his right leg. And it's been basically reconstructed. And he comes back, as you say, the fact that he's there alone, Tiger Mania alone is enough to have everybody watching golf anyway, particularly the Americans. But the first day he comes out and he shoots one under, and the second day he comes out and he started yesterday unbelievably badly. He had four bogeys in the first five holes, and you think, is that gone? And next thing he starts, he comes back again, brilliant. Like Lowry, produced a brilliant hole at the 10th, and then bogeyed again. Amen corner nearly took him down as well, and then he started to find his rhythm. And just to come in, I think it's his 22nd consecutive qualifying in the Masters. He's there's 19 men ahead of him right now, yeah. And he's on one over. But just the fact that he's there, he was obsessed with Navy SEALs, Brendan, for a long time in his life. His late father was a Green Beret, and yeah. He trained with the Navy SEALs. And you just looked at him yesterday and you thought, it is just his mental and his physical drive that is getting him.
And listen, we talk
a
lot about resilience these days.
Oh, but my God.
Resilience, like, and particularly when it's not going your way. And he just keeps on, keeps on, keeps on. In terms of the reception he's getting and everything else, in a sense, like, he's a bigger star than any of them and bigger than the game in a way, but it's the flaws and the story really people are buying into too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. If we ever saw a proper Netflix, you know, proper Netflix series on this guy, you know, like the one they did on Jordan, that would be probably the greatest one ever, because absolutely right. Like, for years he was this Mr. Perfect, he never did anything wrong. He was infallible on the golf course. Then we realised, you know, his private life was a disaster. He lost his father. Everything kind of, he lost control of his life badly then. And for him to keep coming back, but also you can physically see him limping, Brendan. Like, there was times yesterday where you could see him using the club to rest himself on. Now, it's arguable that the Masters is probably the one place that he's really comfortable. He's won five times there. He knows the course so well. Even if he hits a bad shot, he's somehow able to pull off an amazing scramble recovery. But you're right, the fact that he was more flawed, I think maybe possibly has endeared people to him. And in 2019, when he won, and we saw him coming in and his children running out to meet him, I think there was just a humanity and much more humble side to him that people had never seen before. So I think, people probably prefer him now that they know that he's as flawed as everybody else. But in some ways, he's not flawed at all, because he is made. His brain and his body is literally made of steel at this stage. Yeah. But his focus is just phenomenal. He hit a shot the first day. He almost had a hole-in-one at the 6th the first day. And the crowd and the gallery following him, normally, you know, it's some way down the fairway, but you can actually see him running the whole way down the fairway at the moment. But the crowd went crazy, and his face never moved. He expected it to go in, and his face never moved. And that's, I think, what's incredible about him. It's just his mental ability is just unbelievable.
Cliona Foley, sports writer. Thanks a million for that. That was great.